आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति
शान्ति शान्तिः।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं
शंकरं
शंकराचार्यं केशवं बालनायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were seeing the means to remove superimposition. What is superimposition? Dehoham and Kartaham and Jivoham. These are all superimposition. Really speaking, we are all Brahman only. On Brahman, we have superimposed. No, I am not Brahman. I am Jiva. I am this deha, I am the doer, karta. Really speaking, we all are akarta brahman. But we claim that we are all karta. So how to remove this superimposition? So Shankaracharya ji giving some means how we can do it. So verse number 277 onward, he gives how you can do it. So Swatmani Ev Sada Sthitva, by abiding in your own self, one method, Sada, then you can remove your problematic mind and your vasanas. And if you are Tamoguni, then by Rajogun and Sattogun you can remove Tamogun. And if you want to remove Rajogun, then you take the help of the Sattogun. But Sattogun is also Maya, and Sattogun also has to be removed. So how that sattvagun can be removed? Sattvam suddhena nasyati. Sattvagun suddhena, by the knowledge of pure consciousness, that also will end. Tasmat, he said, that therefore you should stay in sattvagun. So by effort, we all have to come to sattvagun. That is our job to be done. Then he says, prarabdham pushyam, somebody thinks, oh, to be, how, what will happen to our my body? I have to nourish my body. So he says, prarabdha pushyati bapu. Even if you eat or you don't eat, doesn't matter. It is not going to die. And know it for certain. Dhairyam alambe yatnena. And with the courage and perseverance, you go ahead. Understand, naham jiva param brahma. I am not jiva. Naham jiva. Who am I? Param brahma. I am brahma. This thought is to be entertained again and again continuously. Continuously. Jiva. Atat vyapriti purvakam. And then atat vyapriti purvakam, what we have to do? No, I am not jiva. I am not jiva. So before that, you have to all eliminate all anatman things. Atat. Tat means that. Atat means that which is not that. So that which is not that means what? Anatma. Vyabriti, you have to remove, eliminate. Vasana begata prapta. Why this body has come? Because of the vasana. According to our impression, according to our likes and dislikes, our raag dvesh, we have got this body. Swadhyasam apanam kuru. Then he says, you should listen. Sravan manan nididhyasan is to be done. Okay. Gyatva sarvatmani atmana, and you have to know that yourself is the self of all beings. Self in us is the self of all beings. Kvachit abhasata prapta, if something crops up again, if the ego crops up again, when we listen to Shruti, when we are in the class, we understand we are Brahman, 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 eliminating all this. But again it comes that I am so and so. Kvachit abhasata, if it comes back, again remove it. Again, remove it. Then, how this realized person acts in the world? He says, "Anna adan visarkabhyam, visarkabhyam isat nasti kriya mune." Muni, he is also acting in the world. He is also eating and evacuating, or he is perceiving and responding to the world. But what is he thinking? I am not doing anything. Why is he not doing anything? Muni knows I am Brahman. So he is sitting on the platform of Brahman and says, I am not doing. Who is doing? Body is doing. Let it do. Prakriti is doing. Let it do. Katam. It's not done by me. Tad ek nishtaya nityam. Through continuous involvement in the contemplation of Brahman, you remove your superimposition. These are the various methods Shankaracharya is telling. We have to remove that ego. We have to remove identification with the body. Then he said, okay, you take the help of another Mahavakya. Tattamasi yadi vakya utha brahmaitmik brahma ekatva bodhata. So tattamasi vakya, adi, there are hundreds of Mahavakya and all of them tell the same thing. What is that? Atma and Brahman is one and same. Jivatma and Paramatma is one and same. Mahavakya. So, Brahmani Atmatva Dadhyam, and you be firm in that. Firm. Dridh hona chahiye, usme firm hona chahiye. Atma and Brahman is one and same. Dridh. Swadhyasam apanam kuru. You remove your superimposition. How long I have to do? Then he says in 284, Aham bhavasya dehe asmi nise se vilayabdi. So long the identification bhav that dehoam, dehoam, dehoam is there, you continue to do this thing. So long aham bhav is there, body is, I am this body, this bhav, this feeling, this understanding is there. You continue to do listening, prabachan, sravan manan nididhyasan, go on doing. Savdhane na yuktatma, but do it very cautiously, savdhane, don't hurry up. Don't hurry up. Savdhane na aste aste dhire 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 dhire, you proceed. Savdhane. Okay. To kuch limit batao, kab tak kare. Then he gives an example. Pratiti jiva jagato svapnavat bhati yavata. Till such time comes, this waking world seems like dream. We all have a very clear understanding about the dream world, that that dream world is real. No, dream world is unreal. We have got a very clear understanding. Dream world is unreal. Same way, the waking world, when you start thinking that this is like a dream world only, one interpretation. Second interpretation is that even dream world, if you are seeing, still you continue, till that dream world also ends. So there are two interpretations of this verse. So up to seeing the waking world as a dream, or not even dream, there is no waking world at all, continue to do this sadhana. बहुत आदमी पूछते हैं कितने दिन तक तत्व बोध पढ़ेंगे थाउजेंड टाइम्स पीपल से हाँ तत्व बोध आत्मा तो पढ़ लिया हमने हो गया उपदेश सार हो गया एवरीथिंग इज हो गया ओवर 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 नहीं हाउ लॉन्ग यू हैव टू डू द लिमिट इज गिवन टिल आई रियलाइज इट देन ही cautions, nidraya lokvarta sabda derapi vismrate kvachit na avasaram datta. Don't give chance to these nidra. Nidra is tamogun. Nidra. Then gossip. Gossip makes your mind disturbed. Then sabdadi, sabdasparsh ruparasgandha. These are all sense object. If the mind goes there, if the mind becomes tamasic or become rajasic, going into the objects of the world, don't give chance to mind. Kvachit na avasaram dattva. Avasar, isko avasar mat do. Don't allow it. Then what to do? Chinta atmanam atmani. Reflect steadily upon the self in the mind. Continuously do the chintana of that Lord or Brahman. Atma chintanam. You do it continuously, atma chintan. Mind should be there always. Then he says, how to disidentify with gross body? What is this deha? He says, matra pritro malo udvatam mala mansamayam bapu. What is this bapu? Bapu means this body. So its origin is impure and its contents are impure. How this body originated? Is the union of father and mother impure thing? Origin is impure. And what are its constituents? Those are also impure. Mansamaya, mal, full of impurities and flesh. That is all. Think this way. Taktva chandalava duram. Chandal, like a chandal. We don't want to touch chandal. Who is a chandal? Who cremates body? He is treated as the outcast. We don't want to touch him. Chandalvat. Takta chandal duram brahmu bhuya kriti bhava. Brahmi bhuya, become Brahma. Brahmi bhuya. Moment you disidentify with your body, that particular moment you become Brahma. That's all. There is no gap. There is no gap at all. Then he says, Kriti Bhava. Kriti Bhava. Jo karna tha kar liya. Kriti. Krit, krit. Now you are fulfilled. What ought to be done in this life is done. Aur mere ko kuch nahi karna. Human life is now. I have achieved my goal. You have achieved the Sreya. Kriti Bhava. How you can become Kriti? By disidentifying. With whom? With your own body. Only saying disidentify. Gurudev writes, this unholy packet of filth should be kept far away from our identification. He is not saying to destroy, Shankaracharya is not saying to destroy this body. Because this body is a vehicle, with this vehicle I have to realize the indweller in it, consciousness. Unfortunately, we have to carry it with us wherever we go. So we must not identify with it to such an extent that we are busy dancing attention to it, being full-time slaves to our own abominable flesh. All that is asked of us is the giving up of our identification. Only the identification is to be given. You don't have to give up your house, your property, your money, but only identification is to be given. Here it is said, identification with the body. You see, it is easy to disidentify it with the inner things, but with your own body, it is very, very difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. But we have to do this. The moment we accomplish this full detachment, we become of the nature of Brahman, Brahmabodh. The moment your disidentification is complete, you become Brahman. There is no gap in between that. Today we are not able to understand the reality because of our flesh identification and our subsequent slavish catering to its endless demand. Kritkritya, it is the feeling that whatever had to be done has been done. So what is the goal of human life? To achieve that Shreya, the good, to know your own true nature. So if you reach that goal, ho gaya kaam, pura ho gaya. Like our Ashok ji has become Kritkritya. No. Why? He set a goal that their Balbihar children should be 500 plus. So we crossed that mark yesterday. So Kritkritya. After experiencing that infinitude which is free from all sorrows, all our sorrows are contributed by your awareness of our body, mind and intellect, transcending them all, the experience of the infinite beatitude. You know very well what gives us sorrow. Atma gives us sorrow. Anatma gives us sukh. Anatma gives us sukh. We all believe in that. Anatma is giving sukh. We are running after anatma, not atma. Once this is experienced, all our seeking come to an end. Once this is experienced, all our seekings come to an end. How? You got the source of all sukh. Once you get the source of all sukh, will you seek again sukh in the world? Petty sukh? No. There is no sukh in the world. In anatma vastu, there is no sukh. We are seeking sukh in the anatma vastu. We are seeking happiness in the anatma vastu. But once you get the source of all sukh, which is your own atman or brahman, once you get that, after that, will you run after petty things? No, you will not run. Once this is experienced, all our seeking come to an end, we will no more be anxious to acquire, to possess, or to aggrandize. All these anxieties arise only at the BMI level. We are asked to give up our identification with our BMI, our packet of filth. The reward for this sacrifice is infinite bliss. Reward for this is that infinite bliss you will get. And a sense of complete satisfaction, a sense of fulfillment, perfect in its totally satisfying joy. This reward we can get it here and now. And the price you have to pay is only disidentify. Only disidentify with packet of filth.
Ghatakasham Mahakasha.
Ghatakasham Mahakasha.
Ivatmanam Paratmani.
Ivatmanam Paratmani.
Vilapya Khanda Bhavena.
विलाप्याखंड भावेन
तूष्णीं भव सदा मुने घटाकाशं महाकाश इवात्मानं परात्मनि विलाप्याखंड भावेन तूष्णीं भव सदा मुने.
अर्लियर In earlier verse, the word used was kriti bhava. Now it is said tusnim bhava. You see? Tusnim bhava, you become ever peaceful. Shanti. In Gita also we find jnanam labdha param shanti. Same thing, tusnim bhava. After accomplishing the job, what you will get? Tusnim. Ghatakasan. Akash in the ghat, pot space, ghatakasa, mahakasa, infinite space, total space. Even like atmanan paramatmani, atmana means the finite ego, paratmani means in the supreme self, bilapya, having merged, akhanda bhavena, meditating on their identity, tusnim bhava sadamune, O sage, you become ever peaceful, shanti. So one thing you will get is the fulfillment. And second thing what we will get is the tusnim bhava, peaceful, shanti. Always remember jnana labdha param shanti, you will get peace. Nothing else you will get. Param shanti will be. So merging the finite ego in the Supreme Self, like the pot space in the infinite space, by meditating on their identity, be forever peaceful, O sage. So what we have to do, detach from the upadhi. Don't give much importance to upadhi. Only that much of importance is to be given. This is a vehicle and I have to maintain this vehicle to reach my goal. Bas. Uske baad you believe. Prarabdha pushyati bapu. Prarabdha will take care of it. Prarabdha will take care of everything. Okay, this will help you to reduce our jeev bhav. If we disidentify, jeev bhav will slowly go down. What is ghatakas and mahakas? So, how the ghatakas was made? If the total space is there and we make a conditioning of clay. The moment the conditioning is made, we said this is ghatakas. This akas, the space in the pot, is different from the total space. That is what we say. Mahakas is the total space. So how can we merge the ghatakas into mahakas? You just have to break it. But here, we have to add one word, mentally break. This is also ghatakas. This is also body is a ghat. Ghat ghat me bole panchi. Ghat ghat me bole panchi means in each ghat, this body is a ghat. So mentally we have to do this thing. So if we break the conditioning, do we have to do anything with the merging of the pot space and the total space? Nothing is to be done. You just break the conditioning. The pot space becomes total space. Really speaking, total space never became pot space. It is because of the conditioning for understanding we are saying this is pot space, this is total space. But the space is same. Space is definitely subtler than the conditioning. And the subtlest is the Atman, Brahman, all-pervading. And when the Brahman is conditioned by gross body, subtle body and causal body, we say this is Atman, pot space. So now this Atman and Brahman is one and same. What we have to do? You just mentally break gross body, subtle body, causal body. That's all. Mentally. Mentally you have to do it. So same way, break the small I mentally and then it automatically becomes with the Brahman. Gurudev used to say the small I and the capital big I. Big I is Brahman and small I is your jiva. So what will happen? Ahami linike api alay satya. Following the merger of individual I, then the total I also merge. If you remember Upadesh Sar, it was said there, if we are able to break our jeev bhava, then Ishwar will automatically leave his conditioning. What is Ishwar? Is the total. Total is Ishwar. We don't have to do anything with the Ishwar conditioning. How long is Ishwar is there? So long I consider myself jiva. The moment the jeev bhava ends, then you become Brahman. From the standpoint of Brahman, do you see Ishwar? There is no Ishwar. So, humko kuch karna hai, uska conditioning ke liye kuch karna hai. Nahin, we don't have to do it. Nothing is to be done. We just have to remove our conditioning, our ego. We have to renounce mentally, meditating continuously on that Brahman. In chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, there are 12 yajna, and one of the yajna is the Atma yajna, wherein we are giving up our Jivatma level, we have our Ahankar, into the fire of knowledge. You see, in different way it is said there. There are 12 yajna, out of which one Atma yajna is there. What is that Atma yajna? In Atma yajna, we are giving up and as an oblation our ego into the fire of knowledge. Ego is over. So we must merge our conditioning upadhi, otherwise with the attachment with the upadhi it is difficult to get Brahman. With attachment, no, I want to understand Brahman, but I don't want to detach from body, it will not happen. Both has to be simultaneous. Detach, attach. Detach, attach. Chodna padega. That is what Thakur Ramakrishna used to say. You cannot go into two boats at a time. You will never reach your destination. Ek ko chodna hai. Either you go in boat number one or boat number two. If you are in boat number one, identified with the body, okay, you keep to go on in the cycle of birth and death. Disidentify with boat number one, that means the body, come to the boat number two, Atman. If you say, nahi, humko ek paon isme bhi rakhna hai, ek paon isme bhi rakhenge, nahi hoga. Okay, so again give up attachment. In the next verse also it is said, and Gurudev says, similarly consciousness conditioned by the physical body appears as the jeev. Who is a jiva? Consciousness conditioned by the physical body appears as the jiva. Many times I have said, Atman and Brahman is one and same. Brahman, conditioned by body is jiva. Jiva, unconditioned by body is Brahman. The concept of individuality has arisen because of the consciousness identifying with the physical body. When the identification is removed, the limited consciousness is experienced as the consciousness present everywhere, absolute and infinite. Thus, gain the quietude of mind and intellect. May the individual who is reflecting upon the Upanishadic truth become quiet and serene, having experienced the merger directly in his own heart. Next.
Swaprakasham adhisthanam.
Swaprakasham adhisthanam.
Swayam bhuya sadatmana.
Swayam bhuya sadatmana.
Brahmandamapi pindandam. Tyajyata malabhandavata.
Tyajyata malabhandavata.
Swaprakasham adhisthanam. Swayambhuya sadatmana. Brahmandamapi pindandam. Tyajyata malabhandavata.
Swaprakasam, self-effulgent, self-luminous. How is that Atman inside us? Swaprakasam, self-effulgent. Adhisthanam, it is substratum. It is changeless. It is Aadhar. For anything or for any changes to happen, you need a changeless substratum. The whole world is changing outside. And the substratum of the whole world is changeless Brahman, which we cannot perceive by our organs of perception and mind. Adhisthana. Similarly, the Atman in us, which is nothing but Brahman conditioned by body, is changeless. And on that changeless Atman, we have superimposed this Deha, which is changing. At the time of birth, 7 pounds to we have become 170 pounds. It's change hua na? On which? There must be some changeless entity. That changeless entity is Atman. That is Adhisthan, substratum. Adhisthanam. Swayambhuya, yourself becomes Sadatmana as that reality, Sat Atman. You become that. Sadatmana. So you become Adhisthan, realize your own true nature. At present we are thinking we are body. We are not able to even think that there is some changeless entity with all of us. We are not able to understand or think that. So knowing that Adhisthan is becoming Brahman, knowing that Adhisthan is becoming, so simple. Knowing that Adhisthan is becoming that Brahman, we just have to know. Therefore it is said, Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati. Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati. And it will happen simultaneously. The moment you come to know, you become Brahman. That's all. Therefore, you will find the word in Upanishad and in Bhagavad Gita everywhere, gyatva, 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 gyatva. You all have to only know. You don't have to do anything. Only knowledge is required. Okay. Brahmandam api pindandam. Brahmandam, macrocosm, total. Api and also pindandam, microcosm, individual. So one Paramatma has taken two conditioning. That is, one is the pinda. Pinda means our own body. And one is the total. Total. So pind means what? One gross body, one subtle body and one causal body. And what is Brahmand? Total gross body, total subtle body, total causal body. So Brahmand means all total, all inclusive, and pind means single. So by tyajyata, by giving up identification with the conditioning, you reach there. Just disidentified with these three body, you reach there, that's all. You don't have to give up body. Only disidentify. That much you have to do. Not only the upadhi of jiva ends, but the upadhi of Ishvara also ends. That we have seen earlier also. So long the jivatva is there, Ishvaratva is there, it is upadesar, it is said. It will automatically happen. You don't have to do anything about the upadhi of Ishvara. It will go away. When we come out of our individual dream world, the dreamer and the dream world also ends. It never happens that the dreamer has come out and the dream world is going. ऐसा नहीं होता है. When we come out from the dream number 2 to dream number 1, now you all know what is dream number 2 to and dream number 1. When we come out from the dream number 2 to the dream number 1, the dreamer of dream number 2 and the dream world of number 2, both ends, they all become dreamer number 1 of the waking, Jagrat Avastha. There is no more of second dream world. Khatam ho gaya wo. So how should I give up? It is said, tyajyata malabhandava. Tyajyata means should be rejected like unclean vessel or parcel. Unclean vessel or parcel. About 1300 or 1250 years ago, when he wrote this thing, Mal Mutra. Have you heard this word, Mal? Mal Mutra. In our childhood, we have seen in villages at that time, there was no sanitary type of this latrines and all that. I don't know how many of you have seen in the villages. Still they are making latrines, you know, in the village our children, court children go there. We have to latrine banao, ye banao. There used to be a container. So when you evacuate, everything is accumulated there, and a chandal or the outcast will come in the morning, will clean it, and he carried in on his head, you know. Mal bhand. Bhand means a pot. A pot in which there is a all what is the night soil is there. And he used to carry from your home and will throw away somewhere else. So that was the scene at that time. Therefore he is writing that mal bhand. Bhand means bhand. You say na, many times you say in India, you say bhand ki chai bahut achhi lagti hai. You know, you say but that which is given in the cooler, in the dartan pot, that with the mix with the some taste and smell of that pot, people like it. Bhand. Similarly, that bhand, the pot used to be there to carry that soil. The mal bhand was, people don't want to touch it. Even now also, so long that mal that is inside is okay. The moment it comes out, do you want to touch it? Do you want to see it? Do you want to preserve it? No. Ajja, bhago. Flush. Immediately flush. Ajja. He said, tyaj. You should reject. So reject the macrocosm and microcosm like the two unclean parcels. Give up the identification with body, thinking body is parcel of dirt, dust, filth. It is unclean. The rule is that on the destruction of an imagined object, the substratum is the sole remnant. This is rule. Gurudev here writes here, Adhisthana avaseso hi nasa kalpit vastunah. Kalpit vastunah? Imagine things. This whole world is only imaginary. Imagine. Soul of the mind is awake, the world is there. In the deep sleep, there is no world. In deep sleep, we don't experience any world. So long mind is there. Therefore, it is said it is imaginary world. So, adhisthana avaseso hi. So, adhisthana, the substratum, alone will remain. Nasa kalpita vastu na? Nasa kalpit vastu. If the kalpit vastu is destroyed, if it removed, then what will remain is the substratum. What Gurudev has written on this. Gurudev writes, the causal, the subtle, and the physical bodies function because of the consciousness in us. when it is not expressing, the physical body is dead. Hence, this life principle, this spark of existence is considered the ground, the substratum which holds them all together. This substratum is self-effulgent because it is the divine consciousness come to apprehend this truth in yourself. Then he says, what is Brahmanda and Pindandam? To throw away a bundle of filth, we should have no regrets. With no regret, therefore, renounce the macrocosm and the microcosm, the concepts of the universality and individuality, like two bundles of foul-smelling, abhorrent filth. Next.
Chidatmani sadanande.
Chidatmani sadalange.
Deharuramaham dhiyam. Nivesha lingam utsrijya kevalo bhava sarvada chidatmani sadanande deharuramaham dhiyam nivesha lingam utsrijya kevalo bhava sarvada.
So we have aham buddhi, sense of I-ness in the body. So here body means gross body and subtle body. First the consciousness appears in the subtle body. Many times we have said, what is the home, abode of consciousness? If I want to meet consciousness, where I have to go? We have to go to gross body. We have to go to subtle body. We have to go to mind. Because the reflection happens in mind. And after that, reflection is transferred to gross body. This body is also consciousness. So first reflection came into the subtle body. From subtle body it came to gross body. Therefore gross body and subtle body together means here body. So two words are used in verse number 219. One is the utsrijya and second is niveshya. So two jobs are to be done. Utsrijya and niveshya. Utsrijya means uproot. And niveshya means fix it on something higher. So two things we have to do to complete the job. Chidatmani sadanande deharudham aham dhyam niveshya linga utsrijya. Chidatmani means in the atman, which is of the nature of consciousness. Chit atmani. Sadanande, sat plus anand, existence plus bliss. Sadanande, deharuram, fixed in the body, ahamdhyam, the I notion or the identification, niveshya, shifting, linga, linga means subtle body here, utsrijya, rejecting. So you have to reject and fix. So what we have to reject? Shift your identification, which is now fixed in the body, to the Atman. Shifting your identification. At present, we are identified with the gross body and the subtle body. Instead of that identification on the lower, you identify with the higher. Identify with the higher. And who is that higher? It's the Atman, which is existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. So what we have to do? You have to reject something. What reject? Reject the subtle. Identification with the subtle body we have to reject and identify it with the Atman. Is it a heavy job? Identification. We are identified with the Deha. With the subtle body, disidentify, identify with the higher. Gurudev used to say, detach, attach. Bas itna karna hai. Okay, so what we have to do? Take out aham buddhi from the body and shift to Atman. Bas this much is to be done. From anatman to Atman we have to come. Itna karna, aur kuch nahi. to understand. It is just like taking the wire. We have got this mic, and the mic, there are four mics there. Children sit there. Sometimes one mic is not working, then Shankarji will come out and take the unscrew and put it on this. Disidentify, identify here. See? Another mic. You go. So what we have to do, disidentify. This much is to be done. Okay. So identification is to be shifted from body to Atman. We are not Jiva, body, or a dejected person. We all are Brahman. And Akhandananda Maharaj used to say, "Acha, aap nahi mante ho, you are Brahman. Jhoot moot maan lo, you are Brahman. Jhoota hi maan lo isko." Bole, even that will give you result one day. Otherwise, we are thinking of negative, jivam, we have become jiva. So he said, jhoot moot maan lo, Brahman, I am Brahman. One day you become Brahman. See how the saint and sages so simply they say. But jhoot moot maan lo, you don't believe in Brahman, Atman and all that. But instead of jiva, you start thinking, oh, I am jiva, not jiva, I am Brahman. And it really happened in Bombay near Powai that, who was that Narsingdit Maharaj? He was a bidi maker in Powai. And our Gurudev used to go, take the brahmacharis, go and introduce to him that this person was making bidi. And one day one friend came, chalo vahan satsang ho raha hai. And he went there, he said, you are Brahman. He accepted it. He was ready to receive that knowledge. Came realized. Akhandananda Maharaj said, jhoot moot maan lo, you are Brahman. Acha. So what is the logic behind it? As you think, so you become. If you think only negative, the negative will only come out. So Shastra says, you are Brahman. Ved also tells you this. It is all about us. These are very beautiful statements that I am Ananda Swarup. Is it not so? If somebody says, dukhi, we come and cry, you know, this has happened, that has happened. And if somebody tells, why you are sorrowful? You are Ananda Swarup. You are that Brahman. So, Lingam Utsrijya, rejecting the subtle body, Kevala Bhava Sarvada, in pure become ever. May you become ever the pure self alone. You can become that only by shifting your attention or your identification from body, subtle body and the gross body to Atman. Kevalo bhavate. Kevalasya bhava kaivalya. And there is one Upanishad also. Have you heard Kaivalya Upanishad? We studied recently Kaivalya Upanishad. Okay. So you become alone. You will experience. You alone exist. There is nobody else. Only one Brahman is there. You see, difference between alone and loneliness. Alone is Advaita. When we say alone, it is Advaita, one without second. And loneliness, we feel bored. I need company. I have many desires, but there is no field to express. Loneliness is punishment, isn't it? People say in Hindi, ekant kaatne ko aata hai. You see, ekant kaatne ko aata hai. It's a punishment. Okay, but on the other hand, if you have got the vairagya, there is no desire, you don't feel anything. Kevalo bhava sarvada, subtle body also called the sabal body. Shankaracharya said, we should grow and become kritya and tusnim bhava. Krita bhava and tusnim bhava. So our identification with the body is so deep rooted today that we consider ourselves to be the body. This identification should be totally shifted to Atman. Every one of us considers himself to be either gross body or subtle body or the causal body. Each one of us should therefore replace our body identification with the self identification. For the nature of the self is pure consciousness, absolute knowledge, and ever blissful. When you wake up, your identification with your dream body ends. When the dreamer with the dream body makes a pilgrimage to the waking state, then in the waking mind and body, the dream mind and the body merge. Dream number two, dreamer, and dream world two merges into dreamer number one and dream world of number one. Sapnavastha ends and we come to the Jagratavastha. In much the same way, at this moment we have the firm belief that we are the body. Through study, reflection, contemplation, sravan, manan, nididhyasan, and sincere meditation, rise above the subtle body and become one without a second at all times. Keval, become keval. The infinite one keval, that which is not limited by time, space, or any other conditioning. What is the Sanskrit word for this? That which is not limited by time or space or any other conditioning. Desh kal vastu aparichinna. Parichinna means limited. Aparichinna means not limited by any space, time, or object. The homogeneous non-dual self. Okay. Next. But that will not be able to complete it. Darpan. Okay, chant. Let us see.
Yatraisha jagadabhasah.
Yatraisha jagadabhasah.
Darpanantah puram yatha.
Darpanantah.
Tad brahmahamiti gyatva krita krityo bhavishyasi yatraisha jagadabhasah darpanantah puram yatha tad brahmahamiti gyatva krita krityo bhavishyati.
Beautiful example Shankaracharya is giving. I will see the just the word meaning. Yatra esa, there where jagata abhasa, where this world is appearing, jagata abhasa, darpananta puram yatha, like in the darpan. Darpan means the mirror. In the mirror, you are seeing all cities. So, darpan, you all drive. You can understand the looking glass in front of the windshield. That is darpan, mirror. Or your side mirror, what you see? The whole city which is coming, the cars coming from behind, you are seeing continuously. But we all miss one thing. Darpan has got no city. The mirror has got no car inside. But we are seeing cars, is it not so? Our attention is to what we are seeing in that mirror. A reflection of other things is happening in the mirror. But we are not seeing mirror. We are seeing the city or the things which are reflected in the mirror. Similarly, everything is happening in the Atman, the substratum. But we are seeing only the plurality there. Tad brahma iti gyatva, know that darpan which is without any reflection is consciousness. Darpan, suppose there is no city, the whole city, if I keep a darpan, a mirror, so what will be reflected there? Whatever is there behind me, everything will be reflected. Everything will be reflected. This darpan, actually speaking, has got no city in it. Without any reflection, the mirror has got nothing inside. Similarly, consciousness has got nothing. We are superimposing on the consciousness. So considering you think yourself that you are that mirror, you are that consciousness, then tad brahma aham iti gyatva, only you have to know gyatva. Again I word the gyatva. Who am I? I am Brahman. I am that mirror without any reflection. I am that consciousness without any superimposition. Gyatva. Krit-krityo bhavishyasi. You will become krit-krityo. Whatever is to be attained, you have attained in this life. That's all. Krit-krityo bhavishyasi. You will become that. Fulfilled. After that, nothing is to be done. Nothing more is to be done. Khatam. Cycle of birth and death.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
We will be singing Vibhadhyana Idam for Premal Ji and Parul Ji. They have completed 40th wedding anniversary.
Vivah dinamidam bhavatu harshadam mangalam tatha tvam chakshemadam pratidinam navam prema vardhatam shatagunam kulam sadahi modatam lokasevaya deva pujanam grihastha jivanam bhavatu mokshadam grihastha jivanam bhavatu mokshadam grihastha jivanam bhavatu mokshadam happy ending.